Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good morning, good morning. And as I say every day, or almost every day, just to show everybody how much I appreciate this opportunity, I'm absolutely thrilled to be with you. And one of our, quote, regulars, and I mean that in a positive fashion, is here to join us again. Just talking with Alex Wilson and telling him that every single one of these interviews we do together, I find so fascinating. I'm not sure I know the reason why, but I mean, they're really intriguing, and I'm sure it'll be intriguing for you. He is the chief executive officer of Precious Timber. The website is PreciousTimber.com. And just briefly, I want to say here, because it's important that I do it, that Alex is not an investment advisor and is not giving out investment advice. And he's going to explain that as he joins us right now before we tackle today's subject. Alex, good morning. It's so nice to have you with us. And maybe you could just make that distinction really quickly, and then we'll begin here to talk about alternative investments.
Thank you. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to come on the show and share what's going on in Central America. And I've been enjoying these interviews immensely, and I want to thank everyone that's responded because it just gives us a great statement for the country, and a great statement for our staff and our family. They love to meet people. They love to talk to people, and we're just happy to spend the time with you.
So, alternative investments. You know, you highlight what you do is alternative investments, which not exactly a conventional investments of stocks, bonds, and money, and cash or real estate. Well, I don't know about real estate. You may want to define this as real estate. But what are alternative investments, and who uses them, and why? It's kind of a long question.
Yeah, well, primarily the people that use them are the world's elite investors. They've done so for a long, long time. Primarily to produce superior returns, basically. A lot of these strategies that they use have been exclusive to them, especially institutions and what I call the super wealthy, for a long time. But more recently, I think, any informed investor can literally play the same game. Now, we're talking about a different, rainbow of things, if you will. For example, master limited partnerships and hedge strategies and infrastructure and peer-to-peer lending. The space that we're in, which is farmland, in particular timber. Timber seems to be the one that is used the most for the reasons that I'm sure we'll discuss, but for two main reasons. One, it's a low risk space. Timber doesn't really watch or care or listen to the economics of the world. So when things are zigging and zagging. A tree's just growing. So it's a safe space. And, of course, if you take a look at the NCREIF Timberland Index, which is the index that tracks the U.S. timberland as an asset space, it's really outperformed every other asset. It's you know, in the 14% on an annualized basis now since they started tracking, which was the early 80s. So it's very rare, Stu, that you can put in your portfolio low risk and high return.
And again, comparing it to stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, I know you can't give anything that's quantitatively absolutely perfect, but can you give us some example in terms, well, typically alternative investments like timber, let's use specifically timber, not like timber, coconuts, coffee, have returned X amount on average for this period as opposed to the market? I don't know if you can even do that.
Well, I can talk from personal experience. I don't track all of these things. I'm not a financial planner, as you said. I was fortunate to be able to be in a part of the world where the kind of timber that grows is the, you know, very sort of specialty timber, if you will, of the mahoganies, the teaks, the cedars, the cherries, and things that would normally take 40, 50 years to mature here, mature in less than 50% of the time down there. And when I'm talking about down there, I'm talking about Central and South America. Most like, you know, our favorite two locations are right on the border there between Costa Rica and Nicaragua, two countries that have got tremendous economies going. They've got great bipartisan support in Washington. They have the geographical perfect components to them. They've got the great sunshine. They've got a tremendous amount of rain. They've got the heat. They're below the hurricane belt. Volcanic soils. I mean, anything grows down there. But in particular, our timber side of the business, because the value of that timber is so high, returns are much better than the teens. They go into, you know, even into the 20s and above. And so I can only speak from personal experience. When you plant a tree and you kind of forget about it, have a forester just maintain it, make sure it's growing straight with good density, and then it's time to harvest, the return on investment, because it's biologically generated, and, you know, a little seedling turns into a massive tree many, many tens of thousands of times greater in volume, you're not doing what most investors are doing. Most investors are buying something at one price with the goal of hopefully selling it to someone else at a higher price to get a profit. That doesn't happen with us. It's going to be larger. So consequently, you're going to see a good return.
I hate to answer questions that I'm asking, but I'll take that liberty right here by saying enhancing returns and reducing risk, which one is more important? And I guess they really go hand in hand here. I don't know how you can prioritize those two, but I thought I'd ask in case there's an answer different than I expect.
Well, it's definitely prioritizing risk. I mean, the number one pillar to a good portfolio, in my opinion, and as I said, I'm not an expert at it, is loss avoidance. You can't have a successful portfolio if there's tremendous losses all the time. And that's one of the things that our clients sort of why they come to us, because, you know, every 10 or 12 or even shorter periods now, if you're following the 60-40 model where 60% of your portfolio is in equities and it continues to sort of not have little corrections but crashes, you lose 8, 10, 12 years just coming back to par. So definitely risk mitigation is number one.
When a person invests in the market, I'm not a financial planner. I'm not a stock guy, but I know if I was sitting and interviewing a person just to get a personality makeup on them, I'd want to know the type of person who was investing. That's important. I mean, if you got type A out there, you may have to go more conservative. It's fine. If you're very wealthy and you can run risk, you do something very, very, very different. Would you describe this specifically as a long-term investment?
Absolutely. Listen, we're not beating up the stock market. The it's a great place to invest. You just better stay in long enough for it to work properly. But yeah, for timber investing, you have to be a long-term investor. There's no way around it. You can't determine the speed of which a tree will grow. It's going to grow that because of Mother Nature's help. So one of the things that I talk about a lot with the clients that come to us, they tell us that there's something called the illiquidity premium that you don't get when you're investing short term. And the illiquidity premium is basically a little added extra return that you might earn for the very purpose of owning assets that are less liquid. Now, of course, I understand why people like a lot of liquidity, because in case things crash, they want to be able to move money around and get out of certain things. But if you're growing money at mid-teens returns, and that can happen for you in a portfolio generationally over many, many decades, why in the world would you want to liquidate?
We got about 20 seconds left, so I can't ask the next question. Can you just come up with a concluding statement today, and we're going to see you back here again next Wednesday?
Yeah, absolutely. If someone's listening and they are not familiar with timber, give me a call. You can use my toll-free number. It's 855-888-6288, or go to our website, precioustimber.com, and let's help you get a little education on timber and how it really, really stabilizes a portfolio but produces really good long-term returns.
Take my advice, people. Take Alex's advice. Thank you so much. We'll see you back here next week.
Have a great day.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase, offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Charlie Gasparino, senior correspondent for Fox News and the Fox Business Network. Thanks to Stu Taylor for a great interview.
Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go home.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night.
All right, a great song by the Spaniels, and I bet I play lead-in music that nobody else does. So if that's an accomplishment, you can say congratulations. If not, I'm going to continue with it because I love it. All right, let's go from here to North Korea and Trump's rather blatant statement about his actions and what he's going to do, and with fury and fire and the likes of which the world has never seen before. Is it rhetoric or is it truth? Because you can't talk about a red line like you did in Syria. I mean, he's got to be careful what he says in order not to lose credibility. Because what if this madman really means what he says when he's now got a small nuclear warhead to attach to his missile, and it puts us all in danger? And I think you have to agree, it doesn't matter who you are listening to this, there's a little degree of concern. And, I've got friends who have said to me, I don't want Trump in the White House. He's a threat to press that button all the time. I don't think that's the case. Obviously, if North Korea were pushed to a point where they felt they were going to be attacked, I mean, this is the mind game that's going on. And we don't have any choice. You know, the way it works is you give the order and bang, you do it in a flash. It's very worrisome being 35 miles from the North Korea to Seoul, South Korea, from the North Korean border. It's frightening because if this nut midget over there decides to do what he's going to do, then what's going to happen is he has the capabilities to destroy not thousands and certainly wipe out our 28,000 American troops on the border. He has the capability of killing millions just there. I mean, it's very, very frightening. And it's frightening when they it could be frightening when the media starts showing clips about how Trump's had meetings with generals in August of last year and talked about, you know, why not use nuclear power? Why not nuke these people? To me, I don't, you know, it's hard to tell what's part of his plan and what's real. I don't know whether he was, this was before, remember, it was August. It was 2016. And he's either playing Mickey the Dunce, or I don't think he is Mickey the Dunce. But it's hard to really get inside the brain. I mean, can you imagine Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump sitting down and negotiating? I mean, I'd pay some serious money to sit in on that. But I think, you know, he just can't be doing this haphazardly. He's got to be talking with his generals. And we're all worried the fact that he never listens to his generals. But look what he's done in selecting his administration. Generals. I'd like to hear Mattis talk, or maybe it's better that they don't. Maybe it's better that this doesn't become public, but it sent shocking waves throughout the world. There's no question about it. Is it making people think that Trump is bluffing, or is it making people think we've got a madman here, as well as in North Korea, and we either have to step in line or stand our ground? I don't mean that they're going to be engaged in combat, but I'm talking about all negotiations with Donald Trump. All of these answers are subject to one's own personal opinion, except I in no way believe that Trump is ready to launch this attack. I mean, the best thing that could happen, and there's two things going on here. One is China. This is not good for China, and China knows it. And it's this message may not be for North Korea, but it may be for China to get engaged and do something. This situation is not good for Russia either, and it's, of course, terrible for Japan and South Korea. The other message is you can't just take people out of power around the world who you don't think should be in power. And I think we've already had many, many, many lessons. Hillary, Gaddafi, Obama, the leadership in Mubarak in Egypt, and then he chose the Muslim Brotherhood over the military, and I'm glad that didn't work out. So it's not in the best interests for us, unless our direct security is threatened, to start taking out leaders indiscriminately. So having said what I've said with the sanctions and North Korea now threatening to use them, and they've been pushed up a year in terms of what our best assessment is, you and I don't really know what's going on. It's hard to believe that reckless statements could just be made like this. But I would like to see, and I never said this with Iran, because I think it would have been counterproductive, but every situation is different. Nobody has communicated except Dennis Rodman. Oh, man, I wish he had a PhD in political science. He hasn't got a PhD in anything but basketball, brain surgery. But I wish we could honestly force, or hope China can force North Korea to sit down and just have a conversation. Not that anything will come with it, but it'll kind of defuse the situation, which is at this point it's affecting the markets. There's no doubt about it. It's a temporary effect, so I'm not all that concerned about it. But there's no doubt about the precarious situation that we are approaching. I don't want to say that we're in. We get frequent reassurances from everybody but the far left that we're not near the point of combat. But I don't think we've ever dealt with a nutcase like this in North Korea. We're dealing with people in Iran who think they're going to live forever after they die. I just don't put it as high on the severity list. But it's plenty scary, and I'd like to see this resolved. I don't know how. I've given my two suggestions: pressure China and try to sit down at the negotiating table. He's not going to sit down. This nut isn't going to sit down at the negotiating table. So that's it. We'll come back and continue our discussion and have a couple of guests on.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Viola Davis. Did you know that one in five kids in America struggle with hunger? Growing up, I was one of those kids, but we can solve this. When we make breakfast happen for kids in our neighborhood, we have the power to end childhood hunger, create bigger, brighter school days, and healthier minds and bodies. Go to hungeris.org and lend your time or your voice.
We're hungry for more.
A message from the Albertsons Companies Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the legal exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Phyllis Schlafly, and I did an interview with Stu Taylor, and he really knew how to ask the questions. It was a great interview. I appreciate him reading my new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom.
They say forever, boy and girl, they're just one love.
All right, we're going to tune this down a little bit. Our next guest is joining us. Our first guest of the day, his name is Jack Flynn. He's got really an interesting book out, Imaginary Conversations with Famous People. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, and get a copy of it, and he's going to tell us all about it. And Jack, welcome, and it's a pleasure to have you. In your later years, in your 80s, you wrote this book after what you considered perhaps a somewhat mundane career. Why did you write it, and why did you write it at such a late age?
Well, one thing, it took me a long time to read the biographies and get the people together, get some background on the people I wrote about. And I've always been interested in my writing. My natural writing is leaning toward biography. I'll always sort of like that.
All right. Well, it's interesting. First of all, congratulations. Thank you for serving. You were a Marine and a state champion in boxing, in an area that I'm very, very familiar about. But you say you thought that writing was something you never did. Why did you write that you were never going to do? What's this book about?
Well, what's it about? It's about people that are that have died and gone to purgatory, and many of them are surprised. They're surprised that they're still alive, because many of them were atheists. They were sure that there was no surviving this life, you know.
What was the purpose of writing the book, though? Was it to send a message, or was it just something that popped into your head and you said, this sounds interesting? What was the origin for this book?
It's hard to say a single origin. It was a mixed thing. I've always been more or less, as I got older, especially since I'm 87, I've been interested in spiritual kind of things. I mean, the world is diminishing, and hopefully the next world is taking on more substance.
All right, the name of the book, I'd like you to add to this conversation something you want to say that I haven't covered in this interview session. What would you like to add here as we have another minute or two to tell us about this book?
I think I more or less explained everything that in the book, you know, in the number of pages I got.
All right, you say famous people. Who are some of the famous people?
Well, there were President Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth, Sigmund Freud,
Charles Dickens,
yeah,
Emerson.
Who is Mark Twain, Wordsworth, F. Scott Fitzgerald.
You must have done a lot of research.
Yes, I did.
Well, I want to say congratulations. I hope you make up for lost time and give us some more of your writing. The book is written by Jack Flynn, Imaginary Conversations with Famous People. Fulton Books is the publisher. Thank you so much. Success to you
You're
in the
welcome.
Future,
Thank
Jack.
You. Thank you for having us.
All right. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And that just goes to show it's never, ever too late to get started on something you want to do. It just isn't. So we're at 38 minutes past the hour here, and I want to address the issue that I talked about. I think it was at great length yesterday in the economy, and the fact that Donald Trump isn't getting credit, and he's not going to get credit for what's happened here. He has to toot his own horn, which he's not very shy about doing. But hopefully people are just going to have to get used to this bombastic, sometimes unpredictable approach to doing things. And that's Donald Trump. But let's look at statistics. Let's look at things that carry weight, that have meaning. Job openings reached record highs in June. It's because the demand for labor continues to increase. Now, this data has been released by the Department of Labor. It was released on Tuesday. So that's where I'm getting these numbers from, but I want to transfer this information to you so perhaps it will dispel a lot of the myths that are going on about Donald Trump. Again, this is this information forthcoming is from the Department of Labor, and it was released on Tuesday. The new job openings, 417,000, were in the private sector. You remember Obama bragged about all the job creation? It was in the public sector. There were government jobs, nothing jobs, with many salaries and six figures. These are in the private sectors. And Trump only added 44,000 in government. There's a major, major change right there. 417,000 in the private sector, 44,000 in government. I'm just guessing it might have been reversed with Obama. The three industries that have the largest gains in jobs, professional and business services, there was a gain of 179,000 job openings. Healthcare and social assistance, an increase of 125,000 job openings. And construction, 62,000 additional job openings. I don't know about you, but wherever I drive, I see construction everywhere, and we don't even have an infrastructure bill passed yet. Just something I've been noticing. And according to the report, the areas of the United States where the job openings were increased the most were in the Midwest and in Western regions. So this is the largest job gain we've seen in almost 2 years. That's according to Bloomberg. In the past 12 months alone, the United States has created 2.3 million jobs. And the job openings boom certainly can be attributed to an expanding economy, the competition for open positions is decreasing, and it's making some positions harder to fill because there are less qualified applicants vying for the same position. And I want to just point out a couple of more facts here. One is GDP is growing at over 2%. It was negative growth down to, 1.2% with Obama. It's just pitiful. And the U.S. economy is defying a lot of what Wall Street economists predicted. See, eventually the market will go down. And they'll say, see, I told you so. It gives them an out. Don't buy it. If you want to get out now and sell and take your profits. I'm just saying, don't complain to me when the market goes down. It's down the past day or two because of the North Korean crisis. But it's not down alarmingly, and what else would you expect? So Breitbart reported last month's job numbers showed an increase of 222,000. So you want to sit around and tell me that none of this good news is attributed to Donald Trump? Well, you're whistling Dixie, to use an expression, if you really believe that. But you're entitled to believe what you want. But every time you go to your portfolio and you see that tremendous gain, remember, I keep saying it, don't come back to me and say the market corrected 20%. I don't know when you should sell. I never give that advice out. If you believe it, you can sell anytime you want. Take your huge profits and say, thank you very much, President Trump. Thank you for this great opportunity. I look forward to great things ahead if he can just move a little faster, although in comparison to other presidents, he's moving along pretty well, to get this infighting stopped and this clash with the Democrats so we can move on to other bills. This is part of their strategy. Don't pass anything. Bottom line, Democrats are killing this country, and they don't care one bit. All right, a pleasant subject on food when we come back. My friend Dan Heben Street, Seasons 52.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Jim Woolsey, former Director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me to Stu Taylor.
All right, our final segment, and I try to make it an upbeat one. You know, with the weather, the summer months, the fact that this is a great time of the year to enjoy yourselves. And my recommendation, as you know, I love to talk about food. Everybody I know loves to eat food, so it's a wonderful repeat business, except if you open your restaurant in the wrong spot, then you say, come on and eat or we'll starve. That's not the case with Seasons 52, located on Route 9 in Chestnut Hill. And Dan Hebenstreit, who is the general manager and managing partner, This fabulous restaurant here is located at Wayside Road in Burlington. You can get it up on the internet by going to seasons52.com. Welcome, Dan. Always great to have you, and I know you got some big things to talk about with Restaurant Week.
Let's dive right in. Good morning, Stu. Thanks for having me on again.
Sure thing.
So right now we started on Restaurant Week. We'll go this week until Friday, so it'll be this week until the 11th. And really what it is, it's a great opportunity. Years ago, it was called Restaurant Week. People still refer to it as Restaurant Week, but it's also, now it's known primarily as Dine Out Boston. And what it gives the restaurants an opportunity to pick a couple of slow weeks throughout the year, weeks that we tend to have slower business. And, of course, you know, summertime is a little bit slower for everybody in this area up in the Northeast. So we offer a value-added menu for both lunch and dinner. So I'll give you an example of a lunch menu. So for this week, you get a three-course meal for lunch. You select, you can share a flatbread for two individuals, or individuals can get a cup of soup. And then we have a choice on the second course for a lunch entree, which can include the roasted half chicken, our grilled salmon salad, which is always popular, our boneless rainbow trout, or our signature burger. And then everybody gets one mini indulgence at lunch. And that's $20 per person. It's really a price that you're really not going to beat anywhere in this market, and I would imagine in most markets at that price, you get a three-course meal for lunch for $20. And then you can upgrade your experience and get a glass of wine that we normally sell for $10 to $12 a glass. You can now get it with a Restaurant Week menu for $7. And that includes Martin Chardonnay, King's Estate Pinot Gris, our Love Block Pinot Noir, and our Catena de Sephora's Malbec. Now, we switch over to dinner, and dinner is, again, it's a three-course meal. You get your first course, you share a flatbread. You can choose from the Roma tomato, garlic pesto chicken, a short rib, or a pepperoni. Then you slide into the second course. So everybody gets a second course choice of one of our salads, a seasonal spinach salad, organic field greens, or our Caesar salad. And then you slide into the third course entree. And on that, for dinner, you get a choice of our cedar plank salmon, the filet, which is one of the most popular items through Restaurant Week. Everybody loves our grilled filet mignon. Our shrimp and grits, our pork tenderloin, or again, our roasted half chicken. And the difference at, for dessert at dinner time is each guest at the table gets two mini indulgent desserts. And that's for $33 a person. And the same wine focus applies for dinner as it does for lunch. You can upgrade the experience and get one of our great wines for $7 a glass. So for both lunch and dinner, there's a lot to choose from. And again, at those price points, again, $20 per person for lunch, $33 per person at dinner, you're not going to find a better value in again, the greater Boston or Boston market. And, I would imagine down in Chestnut Hill, it's the same story for that value.
I mean, this is really incredible. I know you're not a physician, but to take advantage of this, would you recommend people come back for three lunches and three dinners the same day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a no-brainer, Stu. You got to come back in the same day.
Is there anything new that's added to the menu? I know you're always adding, and some of these new additions are just fantastic. How often do you add, and is there anything recently new?
Yeah, so we add every season. So religiously, and this has been our format since we opened, we've been going strong now as a brand for about 14 years. We've been in this market for about 4 years coming up this September. So we change every season. We do fall, winter, spring, and summer. Currently, we're in our summer menu, which I personally feel is one of our best menus. I love this time of year, and I love the things that come on the menu. So, for example, we change out our flatbreads, as you know, seasonally. We add a new flatbread. Right now, we're featuring our fig and bacon flatbread, applewood bacon, arugula, cipollini onions, Laura Chanel goat cheese, and, of course, our 15-year-age balsamic. It's a phenomenal flatbread. Probably right now, one out of every three is our fig and bacon flatbread. We have our summer corn soup and our roasted tomato soup. I'm going to tell you right now, you're never going to get a better tomato soup than our roasted tomato soup. It's like, it's almost a cross between a soup and a very light marinara sauce. The flavor is just outstanding. And of course, we start with our roasted tomatoes, which are featured in a lot of our dishes. And then when you get to our salads, it's a lot to talk about there. We have a phenomenal watermelon heirloom tomato salad. We have our heirloom tomato and burrata board. And, of course, burrata is a softer mozzarella cheese. And then one of my personal favorites, again, is our heirloom tomato and half avocado salad. It features a bed of arugula lettuce, 15-year-age balsamic, our grilled bruschetta. And then, of course, we have this great marinated heirloom tomato and half avocado that gets mixed in. It's an amazing salad. We have our Thai steak and noodle salad, which has turned out to be a phenomenal seller for us. And right now, which is important, we have for probably the next week or 2 weeks, we're going to have our Alaskan wild salmon. And anytime we get the wild salmon in this market, it just flies out of the window. We can't keep it. We run out daily by the end of the day, and we're getting fresh the very next day. So our wild salmon dish right now is amazing. Very simply prepared. We have a sweet corn risotto with it. Some snap peas and toy box tomatoes, and then a very light tomato broth goes on the salmon. It's an amazing dish.
I this may be a dumb question, but let me ask it here in the last minute. Do these Restaurant Week specials pertain to business or group functions?
Right now it's just a la carte, what we call a la carte. So you come in to the dining room, as you would make a reservation or whatnot. For the private functions, we really steer the private functions to a preset menu. They can certainly get the restaurant menu right now. That'll be primarily for the last-minute bookers over the next week and a half. We're certainly open to doing that. But most of our events right now are currently booked. And they've been booked for about a month or so. But certainly if someone calls in and they want to book a private function, we'll work with them and we'll give them the dinner Restaurant Week menu. It's going to be three courses. People love it.
Dan Hebenstreit, seasons52.com. Don't miss it. I'm a regular there. Can't help it. I'm addicted. Thanks so much, Dan. Thanks to everyone for listening. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,